right. It is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Tuesday night, and you are listening to the Ooze Luminous Edition with your hosts, Jason Sorrell and Rotten Biohazard. And Rot and I were having a discussion, having a little conversation here, and the stupid show interrupted us. So we're going to carry on with that conversation for a second. Talking about St. Patrick's Day, I got some new artwork that I'm working on, right? Not new artwork, plural, but a new piece I'm working on. Trying to get it done for St. Patrick's Day. This is going to be the chick hold. What's that?
Oh, sorry. Continue.
Oh, I was going to say that this is a chick holding up a big beer stein. She's going to have a big beer stein of green beer, and she's got large breasts, like pretty much everything I do that has any kind of artwork to it. Every woman I draw has these huge tits. And I want to put a couple shamrocks on her nipples. Nothing, you know, not all that original, you know. Kiss them, they're Irish. And, you know, make some buttons or whatever. But that's how I'll be wearing my green this St. Patrick's Day. And St. Patty's Day is not that big a deal to me. It's an excuse to go out drinking. And the fun of it is, not that I need an excuse to go out drinking, but that everybody else is going to be using that same excuse. So there's going to be a lot more people out there. But I'm torn. Because, you know, 6th Street here in Austin, Texas, is a place if you're going to be drinking, you want to see a lot of people doing a bunch of crazy shit. 6th Street's the place to be, basically. But, you know, you're also just dealing with a lot of people. It gets crowded, like ridiculously crowded on, you know, for events like this, like St. Patrick's Day, Mardi Gras last or this evening, which is why I'm not there tonight, man. I'm not down. We went there one year, and it was just got stupid. And, you know, we might do it again sometime, but I'm not that into it. If I'm going to be hanging out with my friends, now this is the thing. I want to be hanging out with my friends that night, and it's an excuse to get together. I could give a shit about fucking St. Patrick and chasing the pagans out of Ireland or whatever. You know, give a goddamn. But cheap beer and friends is always a good time. So what I'm thinking is, now, of course, like I was telling you, there's this Irish pub, and Silver Dot, Tim, Lehigh, myself, Jamie, and Cassandra were all there for like Halloween weekend. Tim's birthday and Jamie and my anniversary and Halloween all happens around the same time. So,
question to you, man.
What's that?
Do you have any maybe hole in the wall kind of dives that are Irish? I mean, come on, every large city has at least one.
Well, see, this place isn't a hole in the wall. There are some other pubs. Yeah, absolutely. There's some other hole in the wall pubs.
Yeah, dude, go to the hole in the wall Irish pub because now people are going to be going there because of the fact that it's a hole in the wall pub.
Right on, right on. And actually, I'm thinking about going in that direction, but I'm not necessarily. I don't give like I said. I give a goddamn that it's, you know, it's St. Patty's Day necessarily, but it's, you know, I want to. We're going to go to some hole in the wall pubs. So there's a place near Tim's house. It's just a little bar he goes to all the time. And so I'm thinking about getting a hold of him and saying, hey, man, we're all going to meet at that bar. Because while it will be crowded, it won't be ridiculous like 6th Street. And the point here is that while I want to have an intimate, you know, setting, basically, for, you know, my friends and I, and the people I just listed, by the way, for whatever reason, that's the Satanic clique here in Austin, Texas. That's the Austin, Texas Satanic crew right there. So if you're looking for Satanists in Austin, that's, you know, those are the people that you want to deal with. But if you're thinking about it, I want to be, like I said, I want to be in a place where, you know, we have a conversation and bullshit, have a good time. But I also want there to be enough strangers around that maybe I'll see some tits that I haven't seen before. Because that's important, too, for a night out on the town, you know, is seeing. And, you know, and the whole thing, it's not even so much about seeing some other girls' tits. Not that big a deal. It's being able to say, yeah, we talked another chick out of her top. You know, we were able to find another human being whose self-esteem is just shot to hell and have fun with her. So that's kind of the thinking there. As always, yeah. when I go to parties, that's when I had parties in my place. That's the thing. The Walpurgis Knot party a couple of years ago or last year or whatever. That, you know, girls having cheesecake eaten off their fucking vulva and shit like that. It was a good time. So typical Tuesday night at the Sorrell House, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say a dive bar, because you got to figure, in a dive bar, there are going to be people who are pretty much down on their luck, have nothing going for them. Chicks who, they're quite easy, man. Have a good time.
Oh, yeah, some skanks, man. That'll be awesome. That's what we need on St. Patty's Day. is a green
just,
beer, some
yeah.
friends, and some skanks to torture, basically, to, you know,
right.
to make them think that we're going to validate their self-esteem if they take off their shirt or whatever. Yeah, it'll be awesome. So, anyways, I love skanks, by the way. Horror sluts and everything else. Those are meaningful, heartfelt compliments in my world. You know, I always love a good horror. So, anyways, I have some other shit before we get into our show topic tonight, because I've been kicking this around, thinking about whether or not I want to talk about this. I haven't been on the internet in the different forums and Sin and everything else as much as I once was. It's just because, you know, I'm busy. I'm doing other shit.
Exactly.
And haven't shot any YouTube videos in a while. You know, haven't had anything going on. And I don't know if this is related. What's that?
Recent, man. Didn't you shoot one recently about tattooing, showing the different stages of it as well?
On what? On tattooing?
No, I thought that you had done a YouTube video to where you were showing the different stages of a tattoo, basically.
Oh, no, it wasn't the tattoo design. It was just a drawing. So we're talking about I'm drawing something anyways. I'm taking pictures of the drawings. And as it goes to the development stage, you know, so it's like a two-minute video. But I haven't actually been on camera myself doing anything. You know, there was the Sin. I also posted a commercial for the Sin merchandise on another one of my YouTube channels. So those, if you want to count those, yeah. But I haven't actually been in front of the camera talking shit about anything for a while. And it seemed like, you know, several months ago, some dude was on my channel and sent me a link, said, check out my artwork, okay? And I checked out the dude's artwork, didn't really think anything of it. I mean, the guy, he's an artist. And what I've learned is that while I might not like somebody's work or whatever, it's not a good idea to necessarily talk shit about somebody's artwork. Unless it's awful, okay? So in that case, you know, and I don't think the guy's style, okay? So, but, you know, it was cool to see, and I appreciate it and everything else. So that was cool. And I don't remember if I said anything to him about it or not. Same dude a little bit later, maybe a month or so later, asked me about the Order of the Nine Angles, wants to know what my thoughts are on the Order of the Nine Angles. I think I had a little conversation with him about it, right? And my opinion this evening that first of all, the Order of the Nine Angles, the material that supports that type of thinking, it's not an organization, but, you know, the thinking behind it, the paradigm or whatever that's created, a lot of the material sound, okay? So a lot of their philosophy and everything else, I agree with their philosophy. There's, you know, that speaks to me fundamentally. A lot of the knuckleheads running around calling themselves members of the Order of the Nine Angles or ONA or whatever the hell they're calling themselves, if the best that those people can produce are trolls, well, then I wouldn't really want to be associated with them. And that's what I see a lot of, these trolls. I mean, this is the best they have to offer, you know, is that here we are on the internet trolling, you know, like, okay, you know, and everybody's done it. I've done it, you know, so it's, I mean, I understand that that's what you got to do on a Friday night to get off. Well, fuck it, you know, have at it, okay? But I told the guy, you know, that I thought, again, that the material was great. It's most of the people that seem to represent themselves that I question as Order of the Nine Angles people. Then the guy, you know, a month or so goes by, the guy sends me a message, puts a comment on one of my videos on my the Jason Sorrell YouTube channel, sends me a message, something about how he's obviously been listening to, I think the video might have something to do with this, but I think he's also been listening to the views. He's heard TC and I talking about how, you know, is going to be taking a big shit, and you know, it's you got to start taking steps to be prepared to get, you know, to deal with it, to distance yourself from society, all that stuff, right? And TC and I haven't been talking about that as much lately because the reason we were talking about it on the news is we wanted to have a conversation with people about it, and we found that we were the only ones talking for 2 hours, or when people did call in, it was somebody who was just listening to the show for the first time. And they were saying the exact same thing as the person that called in last week had said, you know, so it was kind of like, yeah, it just got redundant. You know, TC and I can talk to each other about this shit and get as much out of it, basically. Yeah. Well, you know, we've made a little contact and everything else. We got people we deal with, but that said, we've tried to go back to Sunday being fun, or the Ooze being, you know, being fun, having a fun show. It's nice. we're going to be talking about globalism, nationalism, and nationality. And for those
national
who
pride.
Are wanting to talk about national pride, right. So those for those people who want to talk about that, who have got, you know, that's their hot button topic, they want to be all about that, the phone number is 347-989-1371. So write those digits down because those are the call-in numbers if you want to share your thoughts. So, but anyways, so this guy gets a hold of me, says basically he's homeless. He has turned his back on society. He's, you know, out there. The only time he gets on the internet is when he goes to the library. And at the library, he's getting on the internet and he's charging his cell phone. Okay, he has basically. He said, you know, he's squatting someplace and everything else, right? So he is. He's really fucking. He said. He said, "Fuck you to the world," basically, right? And he wants to know what I'm doing. Okay, and I didn't respond. Right, because you know, fuck. If
dude, how in the hell can you honestly respond to that without either A, looking like an asshole, or B, without acting like an asshole and laughing?
Well, it's. I mean, and my thing is, it's like, you know, he wants to know what I'm doing. He wants to know what I've got going on, and what I'm sensing here is a challenge. Like the man has a brick on his shoulder, and he wants me to knock it off. All right. Which you know, my thing would be, you know, if you really turned your back on society, why are you dealing with me? You know what I mean? What do you want? What are you dealing with me for? So I ignore it. All right. Another dude on Sin, and they have their names, their handles on YouTube and on Sin are really, really similar, okay? And in case I'm wrong about the connection, I don't want to put that out there necessarily. But, you know, I don't want to put that out there. And you know, there's somebody's in the chat room saying, you know, is he homeless? He's homeless by choice. You know, first of all, when you say you're homeless, and then you're squatting someplace, so that means you have a home. That's my thinking. When you say that you've turned your back on society, but you're still logging into the internet, you're still jumping on, joining the library to charge your cell phone, you're still connected. No matter how tenuous your connection is, if you're still connected. And then if you found some random knucklehead on the internet that talks shit about Satanism and, you know, opposing society and everything else, and you're looking for validation from that particular person, you're still kind of tethered. You still got the umbilical cord kind of connected. So he sends me another message on Sin. Once again, same question. So that's how I know these two people are the same dude, basically. Same question. You go, I've turned my back on society. What are you doing? Okay. And I ignored it. Right? Again, because, yeah, it's a guy with a brick on his shoulder. He wants me to knock it off, right? And
I'm trying to think if I know who this guy is, actually.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want everybody to get their junior detective caps and try to fucking find out who this guy is. That's not the point. So tonight I get another message on YouTube. And what he's doing, he's commenting. This is the other thing. If you really want to talk to me about this shit, if you really want to get into it and everything else, why are you commenting publicly on my videos? There's a message option. You can send me a private message, okay? If you want to have – so that way it's not a challenge. That way it's not a public debate. This guy's a troll, basically, right? So this time it was, you know, are you still an internet Satanist or have you finally figured it out and gotten for real, okay? So – and I've already taken care of the mess on YouTube and everything. Didn't respond. Well, I didn't respond to the guy. So I sent him a message just saying, you know, look, man, what is it you want? You know, you're trying really hard to get my attention. Why? Why are you trying so hard to get my attention? And that's kind of what I'm wondering is, why is this dude, you know, looking for my attention? You know, first was the art thing. Like we were going to, I don't know, we were going to make some connection there as artists or something. And then it's this, you know, this nonsense. But the thing that really I found entertaining about this last particular message is that what he's saying is, are you a Satanist, Jason Sorrell, are you a Satanist based on my Mr. Anonymous person standards? Okay? And I've gone out there and I've put out what my standards are for Satanism, okay, as a Satanist. And I have since gone out, and this is why I did this, I have since gone out and said, I no longer call myself a Satanist. I no longer use that label to refer to myself, to short-circuit these kinds of arguments, okay? Because if this guy wants to have a contest now with who's the better Satanist, he wins. You're the better Satanist, buddy, because I don't consider myself a Satanist anymore. I don't call myself a Satanist anymore. I still live by that philosophy, still live by those ideals, but I don't refer to myself that way. I've got my own set of standards, okay? If the contest is he wants to see who lives by his standards better, him or me. Again, you win, man. You live by your standards awesomely. You're you win. You kick ass in that no contest, man. And same with you. If you said, you know, Jason, these are my ideals. This is what I believe in. And how do you stack up compared to that? No contest, man. You win because those are your standards. And I could give a shit about your standards because I do believe in that satanic philosophy. I do have those Satanist ideals where your standards don't matter to me. I'm not looking for this. I'm not going to this guy's YouTube channels. I'm not going to this guy's, you know, bullshit, you know, profiles and different forms and everything else and seeking him out and questioning him. He's doing it to me, okay? So,
you know, man, it actually sounds like he's looking for validation for his own existence. He's basically looking to you like a father figure, which is kind of strange in and of itself, but he's looking at you like a father figure. He's like, okay, this dude is talking about it. He must have some insight that I apparently don't have. And this dude is basically lost. He left everything behind and basically screwed himself. And now he's looking for someone to tell him that it's okay. What he did was okay.
See, I don't see it that way. I don't have that enough ego, basically, to see it that way. The way I see it, and this guy is a troll. He's part of that. He is into the ONA imagery and all the other shit. So he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's another one of those knuckleheads. And what has he got going on? Nothing. Nothing but I'm going to go out and look for somebody to fuck with, to entertain myself. So it's not like he's not looking for guidance. He's not looking for a father figure. He's looking for entertainment. Okay, that's the way I see it. And he's hoping they'll turn into some debate, which is why he goes on and posts his comments publicly versus a private message directly to me. But my point here is, you know what, if you really are a Satanist, if you really do, you know, all that shit, if you believe in that philosophy, you're into those ideals, well then, first of all, my standards shouldn't matter to you. What I'm doing shouldn't matter to you. You're doing your own thing. You're a Satanist. So unless I'm out there saying, you know, this is what Satanism is about, it's kind of fucked up to say this because here I am actually saying it. This is what Satanism is about. It shouldn't fucking matter. Even if I am doing it, it shouldn't fucking matter to you. You've got your own life. You've got your own way of expressing yourself. You've got your own Satanism, and that's what you do. Okay?
Yep.
And you're definitely not going to, you know, if it's just contest of standards or challenges or whatever, this is where, I'm sorry, I win, okay, is that, you know what, if you're going to call me out on whatever I do, I don't care. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think about me or what your opinion is of me. I'm the one with the fucking radio show, which you could have. Anybody could do this. I'm not saying it's a big deal, but you come and listen to me. I'm the one that posts the YouTube videos and whatever. You do that too, but you're the one coming to listen to me. It's not the reverse. I'm the one posting the blogs, and you're coming and reading my blogs. It's not the reverse. There are people who I respect and admire who I go out and listen to and watch and read, right? But I'm not going out there going, you know, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, challenge this guy on his bullshit. If I do have something to challenge him on, usually, it'll be about the facts. I try to stick to the points they're making. You know, there's, of course, you know, disagreements in philosophy or what have you. Or if I do have, you know, a fundamental issue with just the guy in general, well, then it'll be a private message. So, yeah, that was the thing. So, yeah, he had somebody sort of laughing about this. He sent a message on the net about someone being an internet Satanist. Exactly. You know, and I could create a huge profile for myself and be just the most badass internet ghost, talking about, you know, what I'm doing in downtown Austin and how I'm living under a fucking bridge, or I'm squatting in some building and I shot a cop and you know, I regularly blow up cars and everything else, and you're not hearing about it in the news in Austin because, you know what, it's a big cover-up and everything else. They don't want the world to know that I'm out there, you know, being this sinister marauder, you know, doing all this damage to the man and really living that satanic lifestyle that, you know, I drink baby's blood and all this other shit. You know, it's kind of like you could do that online all day long, and that's what I think is funny about these guys. And unfortunately, it's a lot of these guys that go into the same bullshit with the sinister thing. You know, oh, I'm living the sinister lifestyle. I'm doing crazy shit. Or, oh, I'm really doing it. Well, what? Okay? And don't tell me you can't talk about it online, okay? Because you are talking about it. You're saying you're out there doing this shit. So, sure, the criminal shit that you're doing, maybe you can't talk about, you can't go into. What about the other stuff? You know, what about the stuff that's not necessarily criminal? You know, what about any fucking thing, you know, are you doing that you can actually, that you can use or you can point to support your shit? And if all you can do is go, well, I can't talk about it, well, then you're a piss-poor secret agent, aren't you? Because you're online alluding to these things. You're online alluding to this vast conspiracy that you're moving, this huge mechanism you're moving against the ends of society and everything else. You're alluding to all of it, but you're not backing your bullshit up. Okay, so, and my thing is, you know, to this dude or anybody like that, it's fucking, I don't know, it's fucking weird that I even deal with this. To that dude, you know what, if you're doing those things, good on you, man. Knock yourself out. Make it happen. Awesome. And when I see it happen, I'll applaud it. I'm sure I will. I will be out there going, you know, it's the fucking greatest thing ever that the whole fucking thing's coming down finally. I've said that before. But in the meantime, you know, if you're really concerned about me and my opinion, well, right off the bat, you know, I have to question, you know, where you're coming from. Right off the bat, if it's my standards and my validation you're seeking, or you're looking to get engage me in some sort of fucking debate about standards of Satanism or whatever, yeah, I'm bored with that, man. I pass that. And of course, when you put 666 in your name, in your handle or whatever, as a matter of course, well, you know, that tells me where you're at on that evolution of the Satanist, basically. You still got a little ways to go. So
I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about, man. I have an idea, but I only want to say it on the air.
Well, see, and I thought about that. I could point him out. And it's not that, and it's not about being a pussy about it. The issue here is that it was two different dudes. And my conclusion is that it's the same guy. The names, the handles being used are almost the exact same handle. Just there's a little difference in word and in the phrasing. They each have 666, and they ask almost the exact same question, okay? So if it is two different dudes, I don't want one guy getting credit for the other guy's bullshit, which is the only reason I'm not bringing up names. And it's usually I try to call attention to the behavior anyways, and there are certain people that love that when I call attention to the behavior and I don't say names. I'm not talking about him. I'm not talking about the other guy. This is somebody totally brand new, more of an internet ghost. At least the other two guys that I normally talk about when I go on a rant like this, okay, at least those other two guys have the balls to put their face on fucking on the internet and have the balls to step up and say who they are. And to not necessarily hide behind, you know, whatever little bullshit fantasies they got going on. They're doing something relatively real, okay, far more real than what this knucklehead has proposed so far. So, So
man,
and
what's up with
the
whole Coruscant and Blackwood debacle?
You know, I don't know. And it's, you know, and it's not, I brought it up because it was something that caught my attention, and I just thought I'd bring it up on Sunday. And my thing is not so much the whole fight, it's the production value, the energy and time being put into it. I mean, I dig the videos, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, man. It's, you really have to dislike somebody to make that kind of effort. So, it's just, I have no idea what the ins or outs of it are or whatever. It's just they're taking pot shots, cheap shots at one another. You know, she's ugly, this guy's fat. This, you know, she has bullshit Christian merchandise on her fucking website. He's, you know, got a mental disorder, and he's got, you know, personalities. I mean, it's all, you know, what's really going on is it gives them a reason to kind of promote themselves, which they both understand that. You know, everybody understands that. Is that, you know, it's when you talk shit about other people, it's one way to help promote yourself because you're better than these guys. So if you've got nothing really, and before I go into that, before I say that, Coruscant, okay, Allison Jones, and I don't even remember what Blackwood's first name is. Tom Blackwood? I don't know. Fuck it, I don't know.
Tom Rasputnik, I guess it is?
Yeah, he always calls himself Rasputnik on Facebook, Blackwood, whatever the fuck his name is. They both have achieved something, okay? I'm not going to take away anything they've done as far as whatever little minor successes. I mean, they both have people that believe in them and follow what they're doing, okay? So you can't take that away from them. They've accomplished whatever it is. It just always blows my mind, though, that at some point, when you can talk shit about other people, don't get me wrong, you should sometimes talk shit about other people. It's necessary, especially if you disagree with them, especially if there's a fundamental issue that you can actually tack to. This guy doesn't have necessarily have a fundamental issue. He's challenging me, asking me if I live by his satanic standards. You know, fuck, no, I don't live by your satanic standards. You win, buddy. But, you know, these people, you know, they've got so much other stuff going on, okay? I don't care. You know, Allison is she's a narcissist. She's exactly what she says she is. Her personality online, from what I've seen, can be a little grating, but it's because, you know, most Satanists are assholes. I mean, that's just the way we are. I understand that. But she's out. She's an artist. She's out there doing her thing. She's very creative. She's very into her thing. You know, props to her. Kudos to her for all that. This Blackwood dude, he's in the know, basically. He tries to be involved. And his opinions are out in fucking left field. And, you know, he's as crazy as a lot of them come. But he's sincere, at least it seems like that. He's got some passion behind whatever the fuck it is he's got going on. So, you know, more power to him on that. I'm not going to begrudge them anything. You know what? My thing is, though, if you're going to talk shit about other people, it would be beneficial, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, if you actually stood up and said, along with the mudslinging I'm doing over here, like a good politician, along with the mudslinging I'm doing over here, here's also why I'm, you know, what I'm doing that's on a more beneficial, profitable note. You know, it's not just me contrasting myself to another group, but it's me actually standing out for this, this, and this. These are the things I stand out for. These are the things that we're doing that really put us out there. But the videos, again, I mean, lots of time on their hands, man. If they're to put out those kinds of videos and everything else, and if they can do that, kudos to them. So it's just entertaining. That's really all that I brought up on Sunday. So props to Allison for the cool videos. Props to Tom Blackwood for the cool videos. And it's fun, I guess. So that's my point with that.
Now, what do you think about last Thursday without derailment? I mean, last Tuesday, sorry.
Oh, you mean last Tuesday or when we were derailed?
Yeah.
I thought the dude was – it seemed like his point was to come in and say, you know, you guys have this religious point of view, and that, you know, I don't know what the guy's necessarily saying for certain, but, you know, the guy's saying that basically, on the political and social stances that we take, he agrees with most of what we have to say, that he's all about that. He's an anarchist or whatever, an atheist or whatever. And his issue is, you know, oh, you guys have this religion behind you. And, oh, hate religion, whatever that is, or hate, you know, hate the idea that you might be associated with something that pretends to be a religion. Because I don't know if you can call Satanism a religion or not. Some people can, some people can't. I guess it's all how you fucking take it. And everybody has their own standards again. So, you know, that was his thing. He wanted to call in and challenge us on our religious stance because, you know, he thinks as atheists, if you're going to be an atheist, you should be an atheist, I guess. You shouldn't be a Satanist. And this is all, of course, you know, we started giving him so much shit right away that, you know, I have to infer a lot of this. But,
you know, man, what I find really funny about the whole deal is the fact that this guy kind of wanted to go on a I hate Christian rant. He had this anti-religion kind of rub to him. And in a lot of ways, that rub kind of generally, with maturity, kind of goes away. You kind of realize that, hey, I can do my own thing just fine. This group does not impact my life whatsoever. I can easily do my own thing. They have their path. I have mine. That basic understanding comes with maturity. I'm wondering if this kid has actually reached such a state yet.
Right, I agree with that. I mean, if you've got a certain political or social agenda, if you got something you're trying to do, if you have people that you like listening to and you agree with what they're saying, I mean, if you tune in to the show, you know, every week or whatever, and that's your thing, you're just tuning in or whatever, you know, the guy, the religious views of the individual people proposing this idea, it's like, you know, there's a guy who's a really good musician, okay? Or it's like, you know what, you find out your stripper, the stripper you got doing a lap dance for you is a communist, so you're no longer interested in having her shake her tits in your face, you know, because of those views.
Shit.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it's that kind of thing. It's like, so you know what? If they're in agreement with you politically, socially, and everything else, and they have a religious viewpoint, now it becomes an issue when they try to shove that religious viewpoint down your throat. Because again, alluding back to this guy, everybody has their own standards, okay? And we can talk about standards, we can debate standards or whatever, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to go, you know, this guy has his own standards and that guy has his own standards, and if they're really true to those standards, then it doesn't matter what somebody else thinks. It's their standards. They're self-defined, and that's what they should be doing for themselves. You know, who are
right on,
you time and knock yourself out. You either get along or you don't, whatever. So the same with this dude. You know, if his sticking point is, you know, I could agree with everything you're saying politically and socially, but because you call yourself Satanist or you guys call yourself Satanist, I just can't hang with you guys. Well, you know what? Then be done with it, man. Don't hang with us. You know, not a big deal. You know, we won't know what we missed, basically. Fine, fuck it, whatever. But again, he's calling into this show, and he's wanting to, you know, he wants to be engaged in this forum. He wants to be involved here. We didn't seek him out. We didn't go looking for him, just like this other guy on this that I was talking about. I didn't look for this guy. I didn't come looking for him. He came looking for me. So, you know, whatever. It's people will still listen, people will still read, and people, you know, will disagree or agree or whatever. And this is, and you know, we're having fun. So that's what the fuck it is about. I mean, I think. So we got about half an hour left. We've talked out half the show without even getting to our show topic. We can talk about other shit if you want, or we can go into globalism and
We could hold this week's topic off till next week if you want to. It's up to you.
Yeah, we'll hold it off. Okay, so 348, what the hell is the phone number here? 347-989-1371. If you want to call in and if you've been listening to the show for the last half hour and have any points on anything that the rants that we've been going on, have at it. Give us a call. In the meantime, My St. Patty's thing should be done today or tomorrow or whatever. I got the sketch done, but I haven't actually, you know, inked it and done all the shit with it. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do with it as far as coloring it. I'm leaning towards it not being digital. I'm leaning towards maybe doing something watercolor or something that will take a little bit longer. Ron French has graced the use with his presence, so thanks, Ron, for being here. And he says, you know, and he said this in a video, which was right on, is that, you know, Satanists care. And when you hate something, when you're pouring in your energy into it, when you're you know, angry about it and everything else, and you're making videos and you're fucking tearing into it, the blogs and everything else, what you're saying is, and I care, man, I give a shit. He put it so eloquently in the video that he posted on YouTube. So he's exactly right. And that's what this guy's telling me. For whatever reason, he gives a shit about me, in my opinion. Blackwood and Allison Jones, you know, there's a love fest going on there on YouTube, basically, because they're going back and forth at each other. They're one another's favorite topics, basically, they got going on back and forth. Here on the Ooze, you know, TC and I, man, we couldn't leave Derek Deshaw alone for a little while because, you know, there was, you know, it was, we were, all sides of the fucking thing said, it's like, oh, why doesn't that other guy get it? Why doesn't he get the, you know, what we're trying to say? All three of us. You're wrong. Why don't you understand? That was the thing. And we've all finally said, you know what? He's doing his thing. We're doing our thing. And everybody's cool, I guess. So, or not. Whatever. People have varied opinions, and I'm not going to say that anybody's opinion is wrong or that I support, you know, anybody's opinion one way or the other.
That would be a nice political speech.
Right, right. Trying to be neutral because, you know, I you know what it is. It's the thing along the point that's being made. Hating equals caring. Well, you know what? If I really don't care anymore, then I am neutral. If I really don't give a shit anymore, then I shouldn't have an opinion leaning one way or another. You know, I support my friends. I support, you know, TC. So if TC has an opinion on something, I tend to support it. You know, if he's wrong about something or I really disagree with him about it, well, then he's going to hear about my disagreement privately. And then, you know, whatever we determined. Oh, somebody called me. Okay, let me go and read it. 901, area code. You're on the Ooze. It's on your brain, man.
Hey, this is Ron French. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ron.
Hey. How's it going?
I'm in the. I got the chat room separate from the studio, so I didn't see you. I wasn't ignoring you or anything. I was just watching the chat room. And so, so yeah, we're talking about. We're not talking about really anything, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I kind of got the thing about the Karen Sharon thing, and
right.
Now the thing with Blackwood, I had another video I posted up about that. I was like, you know, if Blackwood is actually really, I mean, I have dialogue with you guys, okay? We have some type of dialogue. We have history. We have something to do with sin. We have all these things going on. We have a background, but Tom is not much of a background except for the common heckler. He just comes out of the blue, heckles you, and then he goes away. But he only comes out if you're doing something that's progressive or you're doing something. And in this case, that's what I see what's going on with Tom. Is, you know, he goes off, you know, and you know, he'll criticize the people. And I think it's kind of funny. At first, I thought internet troll. You know, I looked at it with big negativity. But now it's like, you know, I'm kind of egging him on. Go ahead, keep talking. Yeah.
Right.
But see, man, he doesn't seem to gain anything, though. Well, what is he going to gain from all these little, you know, basic little attacks, as it were, on someone else? What can he do?
Listen to your question. What does he have to gain? Who cares? He's giving me all his energy. He's focusing on me, and he's promoting me. I am now the captain of, you know, the coexist protector of the flea markets. Wonderful. Keep bringing it. You know, he's giving me the publicity. He's promoting me. You know, that's why I was scratching my head for the longest time with PC and Jason shitting on Avenger. Mm-hmm. It was like, guys, give it up. You know, you're kind of fisting up a tree on this one. And, you know, eventually you guys figured it out and you stopped.
Maybe I'm just old school. I think I always feel there has to be something to gain in any situation. It has to be. There always has to be an angle in which you can actually gain something or destroy something. It has to be.
But you can't destroy
Blackwood,
it. I mean,
Blackwood out there, while he's out there talking shit about Allison and Derek and everybody else, right? And that's what he does, man. I mean, he does other shit, but you have to actually go look for that other shit that he does. The way he gets your attention is he talks smack about somebody else. So, yeah, he's promoting the Cult of Cthulhu, okay, with Venus Satanis and all the shit. People are going to wonder who these people that he's mocking. But he's also out there promoting himself. You know, people don't like to see when everything's going right. They want to see that fire. They want to see that train wreck, that crash. So Blackwood, you know, this is his way of going. He's the defender and champion of true Satanism, as far as he's concerned, and he's showing that basically. This is what he believes in, and this is how he promotes himself. I think it's just high entertainment. It's high drama. It's, you know, it's a Sunday. It's a weekday soap is what it is, but. You know, that's what he's gaining. That's what he's getting out of it is he's, you know, he's showing himself and his followers that he's the defender of Satanism that they expect him to be.
Well, I'm trying to make a parody. I got a grab bag in a thrift shop, a blue karate uniform. It fits my big ass. And I have these blue coexist flags. I'm going to wear like a cape, and I'm gonna run around the flea market being filmed as Captain Coexist, just to kind of play along and have fun with it. So, and I have a couple other people. I have a couple other people involved that are going to go, and we're going to make a big video edit and just kind of have fun with it, man. You know, I mean, fuck it.
So, and yeah. Since we got you on the air real quick,
yeah, man, go ahead.
Just to show you we're good guys. Tell everybody that's listening, because I don't know that I think there's only like myth on the in there that really doesn't know who you are. It's the Axis Sanctuary Chapels, and tell us what your status is, because I know you've been working on a project for a long time, trying to get some official something going on. So what's the word, man? How's your project going?
Oh, I just got rid of my treasurer. I had a pagan kitchen witch who was highly intelligent. She brought Axis up to a new level with our paperwork. I mean, we're literally just, you know, just kind of have legal advice on something, and after that we're submitting our 501C. And we've been misled by another attorney, and because churches, once you are a church, and believe it or not, by standards of the federal government, there's three or more people, and I can count over 200 so far. And so What happened was I had an attorney who does 501Cs, but a traditional 501C, and a lot of the things that church, if you're a church, you're exempt of doing. You don't have the same guidelines, let's put it that way. And so I was misled, and that set me back about 6 months. So with Barbara, she went off and we did some research of our own, and I found out all the exemptions that we were allowed to have. And but just recently, I had a pissing match with a white lighter, in a nutshell. And I just voiced my opinion because everybody knows how, a conservative I am. And, and it was about school teachers. And here's a good topic. I was a school teacher complaining about cutbacks and the inner sanctum of drama that goes on in that. And I kind of told her to get thicker skin because it's kind of old hat. People know if you're a teacher, you're the first one on the shit end of a stick of, during cutbacks. But long story short, Barbara came in, like the future treasurer, and she decided to use ad hominems, but in the manner of, like, she would bring, like, if I'm debating with you, Jason, and you and I are going to have a debate, okay? And it was about apples and oranges, whatever the fuck. I wouldn't bring up creative oddities for any reason, because I'll be off topic. You know what I'm saying? And what happened was my treasurer went off topic and criticized or basically did what is loosely labeled as corporate suicide. So she went off and kind of ridiculed Axis, and she's the one supposed to be, help supporting it. So that's what's going on there. But we're also doing a news publication. Part of the 1023 and 1024 applications for the 501C with the government, they ask if you have a publication, a church publication, anything like that. So I decided to become a publisher and have a newsletter. So on the chat room and on the comment section, I post up Writers Wanted, anyone who wants to do that. And I'm also promoting, and maybe you might be interested, Jason, for the first two issues, I'm offering free advertisements for people who have offline and online stores. And so check out the website, because what we're doing is we're Axis stance is to promote minority belief systems, minority or uncommon faiths, and essentially our main goal is basically to create structures of such people. So that's where we're at right now. So the end goal is still in progress, but I have to do a lot of other side projects to make it happen. So that's where I'm at.
Right on. So real quick, for the people that will be listening to the archive, what is the website?
It's it's www.axissanctuaryandchapels.com. Axis is spelled AXIS. And if you have a hard time looking it up, just Google Coexist Church, and we are labeled there. We're the only Coexist Church in existence as so far.
Right on. How soon do you think you'll have your publication up in print?
I just got the publishing program, and I'm about to do about another 2 weeks. I'll be working on it, and I should, by the end of March, it should be released. How's that?
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in. You can hang on the line or you could drop back to the chat room or whatever. But opportune time to call in because we were talking about you. So, and not in a negative way, one of those.
It happens. I mean, it was seen kind of finally let's go, then you can have more clarity and vision. But yeah, I'll listen. Don't hang me up. I'll listen in.
All right, cool. So I'm gonna go and mute him real quick. So if he wants to actually pop back in and say something else, I'll have to type it in the chat room if he wants back in. Axis Sanctuary Chapels, from what I understand, as Ron put it out, it's for minority religions. So it's not any one particular religious viewpoint. Coming together, basically, sharing what they have in common, having common resources, not necessarily all getting along and kumbaya holding hands or whatever, because I think from what he said, and I guess I should have left him on the line because he could have talked about this better than I could have. One of the plans is that they would all have, there'd be a common you know, area of worship in a particular structure, and then there'd be these separate areas, separate little classrooms, basically being a resource for all these minor religions and alternative religions. So it's really cool, I guess. You know, conceptually, I think it's a good idea. And, you know, it's again, another example of somebody who he has his own standards, he does his own thing, and he's actually out there making something happen. Whereas this, you know, this knucklehead that tried to get a hold of me on YouTube and was challenging me about what it is I've got going on, tells me that he's homeless and he's, you know, jobless and he's charging his cell phone at the library and he wants to know what the hell I'm doing. How do I respond to that? You know, it's hard when you have children. I'm not using my children as an excuse by any means, any stretch of the imagination. But it's hard to go on some fucking antisocial crusade when, you know, you want to keep your kids around. You want to, you know, you want to make sure you have access to your children. So you do what you can. And if you're living by your own standards, in my opinion, then you are being, you know, you're antisocial enough. If you have your own standards, you do your own thing. I got the tattooing. I got the art. I got my own thing going on. You know, you could be out in the corporate world and doing a corporate job, having a corporate career or whatever, and that could be your life. But if you're doing it to satisfy your own hedonism, if you're doing it to satisfy your own, your own indulgences, and not living by, you're not living your life by some traditional or moral obligation or whatever, well, then you're just as antisocial as, you know, anybody out there fucking, you know, taking advantage of the welfare system and squatting in a building or whatever, you know. What's that?
By this guy's standards, you cannot be saying that you can be in the corporate world doing a 9-to-5, making good money, and still being an anarchist, still being antisocial. By his standards, that is impossible.
But you're underscoring my point, though. By his standards, it's impossible. But by my standards, I shouldn't give a shit about his standards. And
I know.
By my standards, technically, he shouldn't give a shit about my standards. Okay, so... Yeah, you know, it's the good Christian way of viewing things, if you will. It's the good, you know, where you walk around going, I have these beliefs, and I live by this morality, and whatever the guy thinks, that's a moral code. You know, that's not amorality, that's a moral code. When you sit there and say that if you're going to be out there doing your thing, well, then you need to be homeless, and you need to be squatting, and you need to be fighting the cops every night. That's, you know, that is a moral structured belief system. And then if you're going to look down your nose at other people and try to shove that belief system down other people's throats, well, then you're just as bad as, you know, the worst Bible-thumping Christian you can think of. And like I've said in previous shows, not every Christian knucklehead out there is going to be some shitbag that's going to try to do that to you. They also recognize that you have your own standards. And while they might not agree with your standards are yours. And they respect you as a human being and respect those standards. That's what I see going on with a lot of these fucking a lot of these knuckleheads that, you know, like this guy, like, you know, some others that have, you know, dared to call themselves Niners or, you know, ONA people. Okay, for my opinion, I have to call bullshit on that. You know, because prove it, back it up. You know, and if you try to prove it or try to back it up, like these people have tried to prove it, try to back it up, what they're basically is disproving it, because they should give a shit about this guy's opinion. They should give a shit whether I believe them or not. Okay? But when I sit there and say, prove it, try to back it up, well, fucking hell yeah, they try to show where they've got some document that's online where Anton Long was calling so-and-so, you know, oh, this is, you know, we're his daughters or we're his sisters or whatever, and this is our proof. It's a document online. That doesn't prove shit. But anyways, and the thing is that they might be awesome. They might be in bed with Anton Long for all I know. They might be totally true every fucking thing they say. But I give a damn, and they should give a damn whether I give a damn or not. And that's, you know, that's kind of what started me off on this rant earlier tonight. The whole thing, and that's the thing. I just blows my mind. You know what, if you're just, I guess you're just trolling, okay? You reach out to me and, you know, boom, I'm challenging you on your, you know, I'm saying that I'm doing this and, you know, where are you doing? Where are you at? Okay? I don't respond. Okay, maybe months, you know, a couple months later you do it again. Boom, here you are again in another form. You know, boom, I'm calling you out on your standards. I'm calling you out on, you know, you say fight society, but here's what I'm doing. What are you doing? I don't respond. you know, the second time, okay. So now you're at what I would think, all right, this guy's just not going to fucking talk to me. So I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting my energy. When you do it a third time, well, now you're saying that you've got some vested interest in what I have to say, that for whatever reason you want me to respond. You need me to acknowledge your existence. And when it's five or six times, I only thought it was three or four times initially when I was when I did say something to the guy about what the hell do you want. But after fucking when I checked, it was like this guy's been in contact with me five or six times. Just try to get my attention five or six times. And when you're doing that, you know, it's like, okay, you want something from me. You want my attention. It's not just a matter of entertainment anymore. There's some reason, you know, whatever that might be.
As you're saying before, it comes down to validation, really. It comes down to that basically just validation.
Right. And it could be just that. It could be, you know what, as far as I know, if this guy is, you know, whatever he is, he and his buddies could have gotten together and he could have drew my name out of a hat, you know, and I'm going to go after this guy. And I'm going to either burn him off the internet or, you know, convert him or whatever they got going on. But this is, you know, that was their agenda. Because when you read some of the bullshit, this new wave basically of whatever they want to call themselves, that, you know, they talk about that. They talk about, you know, this is something they do. But I don't even think it's that. I just think by reading one of the messages the guy sent me about how, you know, they do, you know, sinister things and, you know, alluding to drugs and crime and whatever. I mean, you're just a fucking, there's gangbangers that have more ambition, you know. So you're basically just, you know, I've got this little squat and everything else, and this is what I'm doing. Which, you know what, if you do, good on you. If you got a squat and you're defending your squat and you're defending your rights to, you know, take over derelict property and you're actually converting it and you're doing your thing. You know, my thing is if you're doing all that, though, you don't have time to fuck around with some knucklehead on the internet, some opinionated asshole like myself. You don't have time to deal with that guy. You know, you turn on YouTube, see my videos, you might laugh because I'm talking shit and you're living it. That's, I think, the way it should be.
Well, dude, I find it kind of strange. This guy maybe, you know, had something, but decided to kind of throw it all away on this sort of premise, as it were, that this would be a better life form. This is what he had to do to be a Satanist, to be ONA, or just simply be sinister. I find that quite odd, in my opinion. He feels he has to throw everything away just for that, you know?
Well, he's actually expressed this in other places, if it's the guy I'm thinking of. He's expressed how, you know, you should, if you're going to be a Satanist, well, then if, as a Satanist, you need to reject society completely. That's a big part of this person's thinking, this absolutely turning your back on society. And while I agree, you know, you should turn your back on society, one of the people that I would consider his peers, although I don't know if these people have any connection whatsoever, when I said, if you're going to turn your back on society completely, why haven't you just wandered off in the woods? Why haven't you just walked away from everything? And he pointed out, well, there's no really getting away from society. It's all a matter of degrees, okay? So like this guy, you know, if he is squatting in some building and if he is going to the library to get on the internet and charge his cell phone or whatever, like I said, he's still got that connection to society. The issue would be, does he see it? Does he recognize that he still has this connection? And then can he really challenge somebody on their own ties to the greater society when he himself isn't living to that standard that he's talking about? When he says, I've totally turned my back on society, except, you know, I'm living in a city and I'm begging for change and I'm, you know, eating at the soup kitchen and I go to the library to get on the internet and to charge my cell phone and, you know, whatever. You know, well, then it sounds like you're still pretty fucking tied to society because you're not out there. You're not independent. You're not doing your own thing. You haven't gotten away. You haven't broken away. And doing that might be the goal, might not be. I don't know. But, you know, don't, you know, I guess he's living in a glass house and throwing stones, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyways.
Yeah, I still find the whole idea odd that this is what the guy thinks is for his philosophy. He has to kind of do it to justify his mindset.
Right, and it's, I mean, for all I know, this kid's fucking spends his life in a meth lab. I don't know, man. And maybe that's what's wrong with him. I don't know. Which, I mean, if that's how you choose to spend your time, great. You know, just don't expect me to adhere to your standards. That's my thing. Meth's not my thing. Whoring. I like whores. But not meth. Meth's bad. Whores good. So, let's see here. We got about 4 minutes left. We will talk about globalization, nationalism, and national pride next Tuesday, unless I get, you know, hit with something else between now and then. That just sends us off on a different topic. So look for that next Tuesday. I'm going to finish this piece of artwork, and I'll probably have it on around. I'll have it posted around the usual places for people to see probably by the weekend. Usually I try to spend a little time waiting for it to, you know, waiting a while between finishing a piece and actually loading it up online. But you know, this, since it's coming up, since St. Patrick's Day is coming up, I want to have this piece out there because, you know, I myself am an art whore, so, you know, I want to give people time to buy the shit. Say after St. Patrick's Day, it won't be worth too much until next year.
Right.
So other than that, we got about 2 minutes and 57 seconds left. Unless you got something else going on, I just want to wrap it up, I guess.
And I'll continue next week.
All right. And real quick, though, I just want to mention Satanic International Network, the Satanic International Network, www.satanicinternationalnetwork.com. Doing our little bit to promote the Sin Forum and everything else. Check it out. Lots of crazy shit going on there and interesting stuff even on the front page. So with that, we are out of here. Have a good one, people.
Later, man.
Later.